From Spark and Anvil and Creature Care, this is Chart, in Chapter 1 of the Creature Care cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
RPM. BPM. Dog. Cat. Paw. Vet. Chart was an II tween. She wore a chunky vet tunic. Her long, cartoonish finger often pointed at things. Chart was small and thoughtful. Her ears were soft and cream-colored. They had little tufts of fur. She always paid close attention to patterns and data.
Chart carried two special things. One was a stack of lab result cards. The other was a pattern finder tracker. These tools helped her see how tiny bits of information fit into a pet's whole story. Chart loved to say, "Numbers are notes, notes are not the song." This idea was very important to Chart. She taught about diagnostics. This is the vet's special skill. It's about seeing lab data as pieces of a story. Think of it like this. A single lab number is just a note. It might be a white blood cell count, or a liver enzyme level, or a thyroid number. These are all single notes. But a diagnosis is the whole song. It's the pattern you find when you put many notes together. You also add the pet's behavior. You add its past history. You add what the vet finds during a physical checkup. One high enzyme number doesn't tell you what's wrong. The whole pattern tells you. New vets might just react to one number. Experienced vets like Chart put everything together. They make a full song. Chart also knew that even a careful song might be wrong sometimes. You have to be ready to change it. You add new data as it comes in. Chart taught that a single number is a note. A diagnosis is a pattern, like a song. You need data from many places. Lab tests, exams, history, and behavior are all important. And you must always update your ideas with new information. Chart would say, "I am Chart. I teach about diagnostics as finding a pattern. My main idea is, numbers are notes, diagnosis is the song. Look at patterns from many sources. Always update with new data. Numbers are notes, notes are not the song."
One sunny morning, a worried girl named Lily came into the clinic. She carried a grumpy-looking cat. The cat was named Mr. Snuggles. He was usually a fluffy, happy orange cat. Today, he looked like a deflated orange pillow.
"He's just not himself," Lily told Chart. "He's sleeping all the time. He won't play with his feather toy, and he barely touched his breakfast."
Chart nodded. Her tuft of Edie's twitched. She gently took Mr. Snuggles. He gave a low grumble. Chart's long finger carefully checked his fur. She felt his tummy. She looked at his teeth. Mr. Snuggles tried to bat her finger away. He was too tired to do it well.
"He seems a bit dehydrated," Chart said, "and his gums are a little pale."
Chart took some samples. A few hours later, the lab result cards came back. Chart held them up. She scanned the numbers. Her pattern finder tracker glowed softly.
"Aha," she murmured. "His kidney numbers are a tiny bit high. Just a little."
Lily gasped. "Oh no! Is it his kidneys? Is Mr. Snuggles very sick?"
Chart held up her long finger. She shook her head. "Easy there, Lily. Remember what I always say?"
Lily thought for a moment. "Numbers are notes. Notes are not the song."
"Exactly," Chart smiled. "This one high number is just a note. It's a clue, but it's not the whole song yet. We need more notes."
Chart looked at the other numbers on the cards. His white blood cell count was normal. His liver enzymes were fine. Nothing else jumped out.
"Let's think about the other notes," Chart said. She tapped her pattern finder tracker. His behavior, tired, not eating, not playing. His physical exam, a bit dehydrated, pale gums. His history, he's usually very active.
"And he's a picky drinker," Lily added. "He only likes water from the tap, and sometimes he knocks his bowl over. Chart's eyes lit up. That's a very important note, Lily, a very important note indeed. She thought for a moment. She looked at Mr. Snuggles. He was now curled up in a tiny ball. He looked very sad. Sometimes, Chart explained, a cat won't drink enough water if their bowl is in a bad spot, or if it's too close to their litter box. Cats are very particular about their water. Lily's eyes went wide. His water bowl is right next to his litter box. We just moved it there last week. My little brother kept kicking it over. There's our song, Chart said, pointing her long finger. Mr. Snuggles isn't sick with a kidney disease. He's just not drinking enough water. That's why he's dehydrated. And that's why his kidney numbers are a tiny bit high. It's because he's not getting enough fluids. Lily felt a wave of relief. So he's not really sick.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Chart. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.